American Western shipping is react to undercutting of 40%. That would drive them out of business if they did the same. There is a limit, of course, to what any British government can do on its own. Shipping is an essentially international business, and Britain can only counter the challenges of the developing world and the Russians at an international level. But whom could we count on for support? The EEC is so divided about shipping that it is almost powerless to act. Take the challenge of the developing world. The French do not mind the UNCTAD code on liner shipping because it would help them to increase their share of the liner trade. The same is true for the Germans and the Belgians. So Britain cannot rely on concerted EEC action on that issue. As far as the Russians are concerned, Britain, along with West Germany and Denmark, has been calling for a coordinated response. The monthly of Russian ship movements and restrictions on the number of Russian ships allowed to call at EEC ports. But last June, the French, because of their Russian ties, blocked plans along these lines. It will be November before the question is considered again. British ship owners are so far happy with the strength of the British government attempts to force the EEC into action. They believe that the Trade Department, which looks after shipping, understands their problems. But they are far less sure about other government ministers, especially those in the powerful industry department, which oversees shipbuilding. Shipowners fear that saving jobs in Britain's failing shipyards comes well before saving its merchant fleet. British shipyards are currently churning out 24 vessels for Poland. The Poles were lured to Britain by the gift of a £28 million subsidy and the promise that British shipbuilders would raise all the credit. So while our shipping fleet is under attack from communist ships, our government is using British taxpayers' money to cut their shipbuilding costs. We are doing the same for developing countries' fleets. India is now a major third world shipping power, yet Britain is to build 6 ships for the Indians, for nothing. In the end, British companies could be driven out of shipping altogether. Some, such as P&O, have already moved into other fields, from house building to oil. Smaller shipping lines do not have the resources to diversify. They face extinction. And when they go, so does a huge slice of the few traditional industries worth keeping. From the listener, August 1978.